What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Dave Brunson. I'm on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. Shout out to all of our television affiliates. It's Friday, and we've got football. Friday night football this evening. The BC Lions take on the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. The Saskatchewan Rough Rider football team that have beaten the BC Lions 8 straight times. But like my good friend Axl Rose says, nothing lasts forever, even cold November rain. Although I'm lying, Axl Rose is not a good friend of mine. The raging redhead Cam Stewart is. What's going on, Cam?
Guns N' Roses.
That's not a good friend of mine.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah.
For the record,
I have rain.
Even cold November rain. Great song. Nothing lasts
it
forever.
Is beautiful song.
Even cold November rain. Playing the piano.
Gorgeous. Crescendos, like it's got it all, man.
What
it's
was
like
really
a music
cool
theater.
Though, no, he actually had his good. Wife at the time in the video, and then they break up. So it was so like he actually has his own life in the video type thing. What was her name? Stephanie Seymour, I believe. She was one of the mega models of the time. I did party with Slash before, so I've met Slash before, and I've hung out with Gibby. Who replaced, he was after one of the other guitars. So I've pretty much partied with everybody in Guns N' Roses except Axl Rose.
Except
never met Axl Rose before.
Slash.
Never met him.
Nice guy. Slash?
Who? Slash? Very cool.
I bet he'd be a chill guy.
I can't really fully tell you the full story on this show.
We'll talk about it another time.
Oh, yeah, there's some stories you're gonna like it. It's a really funny one.
No, I know. I have an
put
idea.
It this way. Slash walked up to me and asked me if I had any paper money on me, and he goes, "Can I borrow a bill?" Huh. And I said, "Well, you need to borrow money."
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, "No, bro, I just need to borrow a bill for a minute, man." That's all I'm gonna say.
He needed his.
That's all I'm gonna say about Slash, but that's another story. All right, we got the Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart in the house. All right, I understand Cam's had you're in tech hell today, Cam. One thing after another. Yesterday we left you. You had some mic issues.
I'm so beat down. Like I just did the show every time. Refresh. Your lips are skipping. I got Carl in the computer. It's funny. I didn't even get to say goodbye to Carver properly, filled in all week for Pharrell. Like, it's on a Friday. I'm kind of like you, though. I've reached the point where I don't even have the energy to get angry. I just sat there like, you know, just disappointed. That's all. You know,
these
what I
six
mean?
Hours a day, two day. Shows this week are killing you. Huh? This week, I can tell.
I'm actually going to probably take a day off
imagine,
next week. I can't lie. I'm an old
imagine
horse.
That's,
I'm an old
my
horse.
Life every day, Ken. Every day, that's my life, what you go through.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm dealing with a lot of other things.
Well, Cam's got a golf ball in his stomach. All right, so we're going to reestablish with Cam here. Right now. I was warned coming in. They were like, yeah, listen, Cam's having a couple of some issues. We're having some issues today. All right, Steve Merrill's ready to step up in a couple of minutes, isn't he? He's supposed to be. I don't know. I don't like surprises. So it seems like there's a lot of surprises in store. I don't like surprises. What's up, everybody? I am Gabriel Morenci. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Morenci. I don't like surprises. I like things like the way that they're supposed to be. I'm not one of these people. Surprise! Hey, it's like, no. Proper preparation prevents poor performance.
You hear? I wanted to be right. Alone.
Hey, there's Kev.
Oh, it's back, all of it. Hallelujah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Kev, you were just talking for the last 2 minutes and we weren't hearing you.
Without any sound? This guy in my computer still? Holy jeez, man. Like, honest to God. Can you hear me now? Oh,
we got you.
I'm going to break something. Now I feel like you. I want to
don't drop an F-bomb, whatever you do. Just don't swear.
I'm not going to, but I'm going to break something. So I'm going to go punch something. I have just had a horrible day.
Speaking of which, where's my phone? I got to get some bets in. We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes. So listen, yeah, Steve Merrill's going to step up on it. We got baseball trade deadlines rapidly approaching right now. The latest word right now, the latest word. I'm trying to do a sports show here. I'll show you guys something here. Just full disclosure. So I'm like, latest word with Juan Soto. I was just a bunch of punch something in here. This is what I've got open. I'm a real professional here, aren't I? I'm a professional sports talk. Get ready for a show. I'm looking at pictures of Jacqueline Smith from Charlie's Angels. Right? Like, yeah, for the record, if you're wondering what the hell, what's going on? It all started because I posted a tweet from Fast Times at Ridgemont High in the red bikini scene. And it was the Sports 70s guy tweeted it out. And then somebody tweeted me Farrah Fawcett, and it started. And I said, no, I'm more of a Jacqueline Smith than Farrah Fawcett, man. So I opened up a page, and I was trying to find a picture to send of Jacqueline Smith. So I'm distracted by Charlie's Angels here. Got to close this. Steve Merrill will take my mind off. Once I look at Merrill, I'll forget about Jacqueline Smith right away. Be like, God, that's that. You know, we're going to forget about that. So we're on the clock here today. We got a tight schedule. Tight schedule. Steve Merrill's going to join us in a couple of minutes. And I don't think Steve will have any technical issues. We're going to be ready to go. We're going to get into the baseball, a little NASCAR. We've got Coach Young. We're getting down into it. Final week of the we are into the TBT. We're breaking it all down. Game time decisions continue.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Oh, boy. We're just getting started today, too. Oh, boy. Here we go. It's good. We're 12 minutes in. There's already been like 13 incidences.
You should have seen my other 3 hours, Brett. Train wreck.
Oh, no. It's getting worse.
Number 14.
It's getting worse. Number 14, Mr. Roboto. For the record, too. Somebody asked me, Marenzi, what's up with the someone in Detroit? Where's your Detroit Lions helmet? You know, Steve, let's bring Steve Merrill in here. Well, Cam Mel's
down. What's up, helmet. Steve? It's yeah, like here, hypnotic. Here, yeah, what happened?
I got it here, but okay. Like I said, someone asked me, they're like, what's up with the Lions helmet? How come it's not on the set right now? And I said in the chat, I said, it's the Lions helmet's like the real Lions. It's pissing me off. Like, it's upsetting me. And it sort of randomly stops spinning at times. Like, it's just sort of, I've had issues with the Lions helmet. And I know it sounds crazy, but seems like the higher I put it on the set, the worse it spins. I don't know if it's in my head. And it seems to work better on the other side. Than long story short, for SCO in Michigan, the Lions helmet has been frustrating me. It's too high maintenance. I'm always like, oh, it stopped spinning. And it's like, and another time, Steve, it spins for like 2 days. Like sometimes I'll leave it on just for the sake of it. I'm just like, it won't stop spinning for 2 days. I'm like, man, that really is amazing. Right. And then other times during the show, it's like Murphy's Law. The show will start and it just stops or like demagnetize and pop back up. So I've had enough. The Lion helmet, it's too hot for the Lions helmets go this week. As you can see, Steve, we're having some issues this week, but thanks for joining us.
Yeah, well, I would think a sports fan in Michigan can relate to the Lions not performing well, so I don't think that's
what a shock that the Lions magnetic helmet stalled.
I wonder if you
Steve,
get like a you know, if you get like a Rams helmet, if it would work better. That'd be a good experiment to run there. Put them next to each
It probably
other,
would very work. Efficiently. It's brighter. Like, it spins faster. George Kurtz actually was so impressed with my Lions helmet, he got his own. He got a Dallas Cowboys. And like the Cowboys, his helmet, it worked really well at first. Then it broke. Like the Cowboys.
Kind of like the Cowboys in recent decades.
That's yeah, well, you're right. We should have it. I couldn't help it. Like the other day, Steve, the LA Kings announced that Dustin Brown, it's not even a superstar or anything. So Dustin Brown is going to get a statue outside the arena in Los Angeles because he was the captain of the 2-time Stanley Cup champion team. It's like that. He's next to like Magic Johnson and Kareem and stuff. And I said, AD statue is coming, but does he have a cast, Steve? Or has he got a crutch or something? Like, or I guess if you have a statue of AD, he's in street clothes.
Right, he had the Michael West and the Russell Westbrook will be right next to him, right? Like kind of like a knee-high level. It'll be a very short statue of Westbrook, like half the size or something. That'd be kind of fitting.
All right, so... all right, let's get down to business. We got a basketball guest coming up here. It's all chaotic. And man, I can't believe this. And it's turned out Steve could have joined us for longer, but our schedules are colliding. So, Steve, Major League Baseball tonight, final weekend before the trade deadline. The dogs have been barking this week quite a bit. New York Yankees up to minus 405 right now, Steve. I know it's cold on the hill here. What do you make of this number? Minus 405. Dude, you're getting the Royals at plus 1.5 at plus 152, Steve. Plus money for plus 1.5.
Well, you probably find what plus 2.5 at small minus money, I would imagine.
Yes.
What's that? I mean, maybe minus 130-ish or less.
I get it right now. That's a good call. I don't like that. Up, they won 1-0 last
night. Isn't it ironic?
Night?
Yeah, but isn't it ironic that the biggest dog of the year was the Kansas City Royals a few weeks ago? And I think it was a Friday show when you and I were doing this together when
they beat the Jays. Yeah.
That was a Friday, I believe.
They won on the Wednesday, Steve. I think they got there on the Thursday or the Wednesday, actually. Because they won game one. And then they lost
the
others.
The Nationals, of course, just won as the Dodgers were over a $3 dog. What was that, Monday, the first game of that series earlier in the week? And the Nationals won that game outright. Worst record in baseball. The Royals had the worst record in baseball when they beat Toronto. So the Yankees should be focused since they didn't play well against the Mets, you know, lost those two games. But then again, they've got a double-digit lead over one of the better teams in the league still in Toronto. No way I'm laying this price with the Yankees. And I'd even be careful for you parlay players out there because I'm not sure the risk to reward is worth even tying that up in a parlay.
This is where I really miss Cam right now. I'm talking about the Royals. Can he hear us? Or is he's gone now?
He was wearing royal blue. He was wearing sky blue, too.
All right. Talking about his royal. How about this, Steve? So plus 2.5, minus 120. Plus 3.5 is minus 180. It's a little pricey, but not really. Like we consider for the 3.5, that's how big the number is. But plus 2.5. Now we should note too. Listen, Singer last night's on fire. This guy, as far as the pitcher is concerned. But How many times have you guys seen the Yankees? What are the Yankees now? 18 and 17 in their last 35, I believe. So
yeah, they've
scored, they're playing 500 baseball over
games.
Months. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how many times have we seen they win in the ninth inning and they win by one run? They often win close games late, Steve.
They had two hits last night. Do you really want to lay 2.5 runs with a team that had two hits? How often do you how often in baseball history do you think that has happened, that you could get a
one,
plus 2.5 at a reasonable price against a team that
against
had
a team
two and one run and two runs?
I gotta do it out of
that and three the time before that.
I'm taking the plus 2.5
You're
out of
talking me into the Royals.
I can't believe this. What a disaster, Steve. Now we're betting the Royals. Yeah, this is working out great tonight.
Hey, Gabe, serious note, though. You talked about how, like, the dogs are hitting and whatnot. It's not a coincidence. We're a week off the All-Star break. We're at the tread deadline a week later from now, half a week from now.
It's hot as hell outside.
Tread
they're
lightly.
Worn out.
I think that's – yeah, I tread lightly this weekend. I know that's not in your betting strategy.
No.
Tread lightly.
No, money management's my issue, Steve. Cam's the volume guy. Yeah, Cam's the volume.
I will give you this, Gabe. My two big things in life are balance and diversification, and that goes hand in hand. You are very diversified with your Betty. I will give you that. I mean, you got Filipino basketball, cricket.
Yeah, yeah.
You are.
I'm more diversified than the United Nations.
You are. You're the most diversified sports bettor in history. I'll give you that.
My problem is, Steve. Oh, yeah, dude, we've been killing the Pacific Coast League now. That's our new thing on the show.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, minor league baseball. Minor league baseball. Salt Lake Beast.
They got the
that's
robo
been our
umps.
Team.
Do they have the robo-umps? They have them out here on the East Coast.
No, that's a, like A-ball, like lower stuff, not
AAA.
AAA
has it. Norfolk has it this year. The Eastern AAA.
Oh, like a few of the teams, right? As a
Because the Norfolk Tides is my local team. They've been doing the auto-umps, which is fascinating to me. They adjust it based on the height of the hitter. Pretty cool stuff, actually. I think it's very close.
Oh, yeah, but they still have the ump there, right? Yeah, the ump's still there, but
I think it chirps in his ear or something, right?
Yeah.
And he calls like the balls and strikes.
It's annoying. What are we doing?
I don't know, man. I was against it until I started following it more. It's pretty
Let's just get better ump's because people say, well, the ump's are so bad. Then get better ump's.
Yeah, but Gabe, you know, the thing
Must
for me, though,
must we replace
though,
humans with
view.
Machines for everything?
Yeah, but balls and strikes are different because, like, they have those boxes now on TV, and that's kind of changed my view. 3 years ago, I would have been with you on this, but now that the boxes are on TV,
they don't call the real
accurate.
Strike zone, Steve. It's supposed to be your baseball coach. Isn't it the knees to the letters? You ever call? They never call ball at the letters. It's too high at the letters, and it's too low at the knees.
You said at the beginning of the show, you're a consistency guy, though. I want consistency in the strike zone.
No, you're right. That's the one thing with baseball. It's whacked, right?
Yeah. I think that's
no, you know what my
need,
idea,
though,
Steve? You know, what do you think about this? What I don't understand with baseball is, why do the umpires move each game? If you're a first base ump, you should be a first base ump. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you should be a home plate ump. Like, the guy doing home plate's only doing it one every four games, Steve, because he's part of the crew.
Yeah, it's a good
And they
point.
Alternate. So, you know what I mean? Like, you should be, I'm a home plate guy.
Well, I think the wear and tear on the home plate ump is 10 times more than the position umps. That would be my guess.
You put the guy in better shape, and you put the fat guy at first. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, these guys, in all seriousness, you're right. I mean, they go to 50 or 60, right? And they do get, you know, their experience, but then you start wondering at what point do the eyesight and the reaction times, you know, start to dwindle a little bit.
What's the NFL's problem?
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
I said that.
Yeah,
all right.
The NFL, yeah, they're pretty old as
all right,
well.
Can Steve hang around? We'll keep Steve in here. We'll bring Coach
Young
in here too. You guys able to get a three-box thing going here? Are we all right?
Uh-oh. That's looking for problem all number right. 15, Gabe. I don't know.
Yeah, problem number 15. And the problem number 16 is Coach trying to finish his sandwich.
Coach is going to be upside
down.
He'll be upside down on his head.
You got some street meat? What do you got going on? Looks like you got a street meat sandwich. He's kicking it. New York Jersey style.
Cam's really jealous now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morency. And in honor of Cam Stewart, I can't believe I did this, but I just took the Kansas City Royals. Although we should note, taking the Royals plus 2.5 minus 120. Plus 2.5 minus 120. And I'm not going to lie, I split it up because I actually got a little free play in here and said, I got a bonus free play, whatever. I was like, all right, give me the Royals at plus 3.5 with my free play. It's 180. I didn't want to lay the 80 cents, but I figured with a free play, so I put my cash on the 2.5 when I put the free play in on the 3.5. Tried a little insurance. We got Cam back here. We got Merrill. Looks like we're going to have a Shady Box quad box going on here. Nice. And we got the coach. We got Cam. Figured out. I hit coach's music. Coach James. What's going on, Coach? Thanks for joining us today. Taking time out of your busy schedule. Are you going to give us 9 minutes today? You got 10 minutes?
Listen, I got a little bit more than that if you need me, but who needs Sheriff Penn in the Shady Box? We got Merrill. We just Annie. We went from the outhouse to the penthouse with Merrill today. Who needs Sheriff Penn?
Whoa, throwing Dave under the bus, that. Dave. People get forgotten about quick on this network. It's like, God,
good call.
Next.
You're right.
Even in the same show. It's like, he's gone. New guy's in. Cam's out. Merrill's in. Bye-bye.
Yeah, exactly.
Coach comes in. Forget about Sheriff Penn. We're good.
That's we got the news for you, Coach.
Yeah.
That's sports work.
Yeah. Just for the record, you can lose your job due to injury on this network, all right?
Oh, big time. Yeah. No job is safe.
Yeah. You can. Like I told Coach earlier in the week, he goes, I got to start studying the big three. Remember, Cam, I told you want to come on again this summer.
That was the best line. Do I need to say that? If you want to have to come on this summer.
If you want
to. Hey, Coach, okay. Big three it is.
Just for simple. Hey, even I don't know about the big three, bro. Let's get down to business. We'll get back to baseball in a couple of minutes. We'll do that with Sal because Coach is only with us for a couple of minutes here. So, Coach. Let's start off with the TBT, man. We're getting down to it, bro. We're getting down to it right now. We're getting jiggy with it. So let's go. Let's start off here. Blue collar, you, the Buffalo Crew, Cam. Man, this team's balling, man. These guys are teams. It's just they're averaging 84 points a game, and they're only giving up 67 points a game. The Buffalo Blue Collar U team are messing people up. But Heartfire, a good team, Coach. Who you got here?
Both teams are scoring the ball really well. You did talk about Blue Collar scoring 84, but Heartfire scoring 83. The difference to me is I think Heartfire's defense is a little bit better. They just knocked off the Cheaters, which I thought was a good win for them, by 14. They rebound the ball well.
And their bench coach. They're deeper. They're deeper than Buffalo.
And that is why when you get into this, a lot of defense, give me the better defensive team. Give me the deeper team. Give me Heartfire. I know they're getting a couple points. I would take them on the money line to win outright tonight.
See, Merrill was just talking about how diversified we are here, Steve. We're ready. We've been betting the TBT tournament.
Taking it to another level.
Blue collar you versus
coach,
heart
coach,
fire.
What are you looking for in these games? I mean, how are you handicapping these versus a 5-on-5 or a regular game?
Well, a lot of it has to do with how the teams are playing, and it has to do with some of the people that are on these teams. You got to kind of look at it that way because it's like apples. It's not apples to apples. So you got to have to look around, see what you like, see what teams are playing, but look at as you get going.
A lot of it's the eyeball test, coach.
A lot of it is watching
the eyeball.
Yes.
Watch the tournament. You know, you watch it.
You watch it.
Five
and you kind of start to figure it out.
This isn't the 3-on-3.
It is 5-on-5.
Yeah, the TBT. So you'll notice, Steve, like tonight, the next game is Team Red Scare versus Best Virginia. Basically, it's college alum, Steve. So it's all like West Virginia guys, right? They're playing for $1 million. So it's all West Virginia guys. Red Scare are Dayton guys. Blue Collar U are Buffalo Bull guys. Heartfire are sort of mercenaries. They're from
all over. What's money? Heartfire.
Oh, there's the Mr. Roboto back in the house.
16.
No, he was good for like a while. That was fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's like he got electric. If he's going out, that's the way to go. And it's like he literally got bug zapped. I mean, that was actually kind of cool. Hopefully he's all
actually
right.
He put Cam in like a smoking commercial. I smoke too much. You know what I mean? He's got like, he sounds like he's got the voice box.
Oh man, it's like the voice box zapped him there. It's like he got the voice box in the bathtub or something there.
We're having some issues with Cam today, as you can see, coach. Been an adventure. Okay, so you're saying Heartfire. Yeah, we're getting 2.5 points here with Heartfire. What about the total, coach? 155 seems a little light to me, bro. Boy, they both get into the 80s, this team. I think it's too light at 155.5.
I think if you take anything, you take the over. Both, like you said, one team's averaging 84, the other team 83. I think a high-scoring game. And then that Elam, the Elam ending is what can screw up a lot of people. So what you need is you need that game to be somewhat close.
But if it's close, and it will be close, that's why I love this.
Exactly.
Look at the spread. You were expecting a close game, so the Elam ending, you add on the points, you're going to get another 18 points or whatever because they're going to go back and forth. It's not a blowout. All right, love it. Let me get it in here right now. We're not playing around here. 7 o'clock.
Gabe, I was looking at the big three. See, I thought we were talking big three. That's 3-on-3, correct?
That's the yes. This is the TBT. Yeah. This is the TBT.
Got you.
Yeah. You can bet on the big three.
I had the Wager Talk live odds screen. They've got big three, but they didn't have the 5-on-5. That's what confused me. So this is definitely diversified, to say the least.
See, I prefer 5-on-5, Steve. This is real basketball. Not that the big three is not real ball. But this is
but that's why I was asking, because I don't even know how you handicap 3-on-3. I mean, coach, what would you look for in a 3-on-3 if you are doing the big three? I mean, have you looked at that at all?
Who doesn't look fat and out of shape? If you got a guy who's like a little plump around the waist, then you go with the other team. That's the way you do it, because some of these brothers, I mean, they're better off in the over 40 YMCA league like I am than playing in the big three. But the little hefty in the waist, go the other way.
Yeah, like Baron Davis plays in the big three now and stuff. Guys like that, right?
You're
sort of, there's guys in their 40s from NBA. There's younger dudes. All these guys playing in this tournament now, they're all playing in Europe and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, there's no G League guys or anything. Like, they're not under contract to, like, you know, they're all in Europe. One guy actually did get a G League. One of the dudes last year, I remember, got an NBA contract out of it. Everybody was like, whoa.
Right, but
like,
you can't be signed to the G League or the NBA to play.
Exactly.
So
you're a free agent.
A free agent. So you're able to get invited to a training camp, but you go back to Europe.
Well, coach, there's mostly better players in Europe than G League probably anyway, right? I mean, I know guys playing over in Europe that – and they make really good money now. I mean, they're making
– oh, they don't. Some of these guys –
depends the country in the league,
Yeah, it depends on the country league, but some of these guys in the TBT would smoke guys in the G League, but they're going overseas and getting $500,000 to $1 million.
Yeah, but the guys in the TBT, though, they're 28, they're 29, their time's already passed, their NBA shot's passed, right?
Correct.
So, you know what I mean? They don't have the upside, but they can ball still, Steve. You know what I'm saying?
And they can play another six years in Europe and make $250,000.
Remember Aaron Kraft, good point guard with Ohio State? Okay. He was a great college point guard. He's not an NBA guy. Like, he played in the TBT for fun. Travis Diener. Exactly.
Yep.
Okay, Red Scare and Best Virginia. Hell of a game. I tell you, I've watched Red Scare a couple of times, and I've watched Best Virginia, coach, and you and I both know Best Virginia, more of a physical team. They're going to crash the glass. They bang the boards. They want to play half-court basketball. They're bigger dudes. And you watch Red Scare, coach, and they don't really do anything well. Like, you watch them, you're like, man, like, they have no point guard. They turn the ball over a lot, and yet somehow at the end of the game, they win all the time. They hit clutch threes. I think this home court's really guiding them, coach, right? Like, you've been about it. It really has guided them through this. They're just a street ball team that finds a way to win games, this Red Scare team. And I think they can beat West Virginia, coach, because they shoot the three ball better.
I think they can. And the only reason why you would take Red Scare, honestly, is because the game is in Dayton and it's a home game. That being said, if there's a team, Morenci, that's going to beat you up, take the crowd out of the game, defend you like crazy, it's a tough one. West Virginia. I'm going to go with West Virginia to win in Dayton, which would be a little bit of an upset in regards of the home team. But give me West Virginia. They're laying a point and a half, even though they are the home team, but they're on the road. Give me West Virginia to get the win.
So, Steve, we're on top of this tournament. He's talking about home court advantage. See, they're playing in the Dayton Flyer Arena, Steve.
And the first four, right?
Yeah, it's all Dayton fans that are showing up. Like, the upper deck's not open, but the half the arena is full, and it's all red. It's just all Dayton fans, man. Like, kids, older, alum. Like, they're supporting
it. I wonder, how far is West Virginia from Dayton? That could not be far. That would be interesting. There could be some West Virginia fans that make that trip over to Dayton, but it's still going to be a huge home.
What about the total, coach? 141.5. It's low. They're expecting a slug fast in this one, man. It's going to be streetball 101.
These are one of these games that they're just going to find a way to just beat them down. I actually like the under because I think that plays more to West Virginia's style of play of beating it up and making it physical. Red Scare to win is going to have to score. The way West Virginia switches everything, they shouldn't get a lot of clean looks, and they can guard 1-5. Give me West Virginia and the under.
All right, the early game, me and Coach are in agreement, though. Team Heartfire plus a 2.5. Coach likes the money line. We like the over. All right, Coach, we've got 30 seconds before we get you out of here. WNBA, what's the best bet of the night in the NBA? WNBA tonight, I'm taking...
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Kelsey Plum over 20.5. Again, what do you got?
Las Vegas Aces first half -8.5. Last time they played Indiana, they're up by 20. Take them and take... The big girl, Asia Wilson, over 8.5 rebounds, should dominate on the glass.
All right, coach. We'll see you next week. Thanks.
See you, fellas.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Unfortunately, we got bad news. It sounds like Cam Stewart's down for the count right now. But we do have Cousin Sal stepping up and in. And we were just talking earlier, Sal, on Sports Grid and on this network, there's no loyalty. You can lose your job to injury. We move on. Basically, our last guest was replacing our future guest. So, like, yeah, forget about him. We're good now. Let's just move forward.
Listen, with this what was, you know,
it's next man Tony up. Next man up.
Tony Romo was my favorite athlete ever and still is. And, you know, when he made that speech about how this is a meritocracy and, you know, Dak is out and I'm in. I was applauding between tears. My hands were soaked with my own tears, but I was very sad. Cam suffered the same fate. What are you going to do?
Yeah, it's well, countdown to kickoff is on. I'm fired up. So I don't even know where to start now. So, all right, how about this? So let's start off with this. Juan Soto, do you believe any chance he ends up with the New York Mets? Do you want that to happen? Do you really think they trade within a division?
I don't, you know. Well, I think we have seen trades in the division. You know, it was taboo in football more than anything, right? And then you see Cowboys and Eagles trading actually during the draft. And we've seen Belichick trade with the Dolphins and Bill. I mean, they never give up anything good. But in baseball, I think I could see it a little more. We've seen Phillies and Nationals make some deals. But I do think he ends up on the Padres. I do think, like, this Trout thing, you know, it's a cautionary tale, though. Do you want to spend $500 million yep. dollars on a player and then they break down? I feel bad. But I'm in a position where I like Buck Showalter. I like this Mets squad. I would like them to win with the horses they have. I don't want Juan Soto in the division. So if you're going to tell me he's going to end up on the Braves, I'd much rather have him with us. But that's the goal right now. Juan Soto plays out of division, maybe even out of the league, so we don't have to worry about him for a while.
Steve, Marlins and Mets going off the board right now. Bassett and Alcantara here. So Mets are small favorites. Dear God, the total is 6 right now at FanDuel.
Yeah.
6. Weird. 6. Yeah. What are we doing here, Steve? What do you think of the game? Well,
yeah, I guest hosted the baseball show on Wager Talk TV today, wagertalk.com. And I mentioned that Ralph Michaels told me this last year. Going into last season, if you'd blindly played under 6.5 in every game, you would have won money 7 out of the previous 8 years on the blind. We see more 6.5s now, so we got to be a little cautious with that. But as you know, Gabe, your Jimmy Vaccaro elevator moment, the totals are low.
Yes,
the
sir.
Totals are high for a reason, right? Yeah. Whether it be the NBA or any other sport, you make money playing under 6.5 over the past decade on the blind.
You know, Sal, the way I look at it, Sal, you know what I mean? Like when somebody has a beware of dog, if you got a dog in the yard and you got the beware a dog, or you got the never mind the dog, beware a gun, what are you protecting, right? Ooh, what are you hiding in there, right? Don't have too much security. Otherwise, you're going to get people's attention. To me, this is what they're doing. They're trying to scare you off with this such a low number. And I say, screw them. I'm betting the under, Sal. What do you think? Who do you like
Good
in this
for
game?
You.
Let's go under 6.
I was just talking with your producer, Matt. Like we faced Alcantara as the first pitch of the series, every single series. I feel like this is the 17th time we've faced him. He's solid. Every game's kind of been the same. I'm with you. I go under. I mean, what's the equivalent of this football-wise? A 32 in a pro game? Is that what this would 34. Be? 32, 34?
I'm getting 6.5 in-game already here, guys. Like somebody must be on base. Fine, I'll take it. Pull the trigger.
Go to it.
Click, it's in. Under. Let's go.
First 5 is 3, I believe. It was earlier today. It was first 5, and he was 3, which is really tough to play the under in any game.
Wow.
You're right, Sal, though. You said 32.5, 33, which incidentally, bro, is the total of the Hall of Fame game on Thursday. 33.5. First game
up. Is that what they're making it? Wow.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And since, you know, because I'm a degenerate and a professional, I like to be prepared, of course. four of the last 5 Hall of Fame games have gone under 33.5, and 7 of the last 10 have gone under 33.5.
Well,
it's a low number, but.
What are we to learn here? We're going to see every quarterback for every team, right? Maybe not the starter for do we see Carr? Do we see
I don't think Carr suits up.
Don't see Carr. Do we see Trevor Lawrence for a quarter? Is that 3 drives, 2 drives?
I would. Sure
what we see.
I'd play him. Yeah. Wouldn't you, Sal? He hasn't played much. I'd play him.
I think so. But so most of the starting defenses are in there for the duration of the game. So, yeah, it would make sense that you bet a lot of these games in week 1 under. Wow, I'm looking at all these preseason matches and starting August 11th. They're all 34, 34, 33. But yeah, you're right. Kicking things off in the Hall of Fame game, 32.5 is a good way to go.
What do you think about the Mets tonight, Sal? Any opinion here against Contra? You want to pass on it? Did you play it? What'd you do with it?
Yeah, I'm going to pass. I passed on it because I don't trust this guy. Like I said, there's some lean innings you have to sit through, and he's gonna fan 7 of our guys coming off that. I have to say, I have the biggest a-hole Yankee fan friends. I mean, since I was like 6 years old, I've been friendly with them, and every pitch was. I mean, the way when Judge went down in that game, he looked like a 9-year-old. He didn't know what the hell he was doing. And the Yankee fans could pretend they don't care about this series. Like, oh, you're a little brother. I'm like, yeah, you're full of crap. You little bitches. You ran out and traded with Benintendi. Like, I don't even think Starling Marte had rounded first on the walk-off, and they already got Benintendi. And the best part of it is we still see Joey Gallo in there over him. So it's the greatest. I love seeing them fall apart to the tune of, what, still a 12-game lead. But I still like it in late July. It's fun.
Love the heat. Love the heat. Bring you little bitch.
Yeah, really. Come on. Of course they're going to make a trade. Don't make it like this doesn't mean anything.
I get this, though. Me and Steve often talk numbers. Get this. So, guys, the Yankees got Benintendi, and Steve, they went from plus 300 to plus 330.
Like, yeah, because they didn't. They're not playing well. But it's also, you know, Sal, the Mets were 4-1. Going to the All-Star break, I tracked all the odds last week. Mets were 4-1. Mm-hmm. Yankees were 5-1. About six other teams, including Padres, Cardinals, who I've heard were 7-1. So, yeah, I think that means the Yankees are less likely to get someone better, and that's maybe why the odds got worse.
For the record, guys, yeah. The Cardinals right now, yeah. Do I think the Cardinals are going to win the World Series? No. But there's a lot of talk, Sal, as you know, bro, that the Cardinals are really, really aggressive on trying to get Soto.
Mm-hmm.
They're 40-1 right now to win the World Series.
Really?
Wow. What would they go from 40-1, Steve, if they got Soto? You got Goldschmidt and Arenado. Come on. It's ridiculously priced, in my opinion.
When they won it, I believe, in 2012, 1 month before the playoffs started, you could have gotten like 1,000-1. It's the longest shot I've ever seen in any sports the 25 years I've been doing this. So don't write off the Cardinals. There's just something about certain franchises, good and bad. You know, we talked about the Lions earlier, while your Lion rotating helmet never works. I mean, the St. Louis Cardinal rotating batting helmet would probably work pretty well, Dave. Let's put it that way. They find a way to win.
I'll say this: they're in the division with the weakest division leader, right? Like the Brewers scare me less than any. I don't know, maybe the Twins right there in the Central, but we know their fate anyway. They're going to make the playoffs and get their asses kicked by the Yankees. That happens every single year. But, if you're right. If the Cardinals win that division, that's going to be a 14.
Bro, you got 40-1, Sal, and I'm a Dodger fan. Yeah. You see the Dodgers Cardinals; those series aren't easy, bro. Like, it's not like the Dodgers would smoke the Cardinals in a series or anything. The Cardinals have beaten the Dodgers in the playoffs before, Steve. Like you said, they're like the Spurs were before, or you know what I mean, the Patriots before. Like the Cardinals, they're just winners. They just win. They just find, they're pitching this and that. Yeah, whatever. They just win. So speaking of the Yankees, we're psychos here, Sal. Since Gerrit Cole minus 405, we got the Royals at plus 2.5 runs, minus 120. Plus 2.5.
Well, you know what I'm going to say. I mean, I love the monster minuses. I saw minus 410.
Oh, boy. Well, you got a money line parlay there in the parlay?
I parlayed it with every UFC favorite tomorrow, and three of them will lose.
But Cole, so you're taking Nunes to get it done? You're taking Nunes against the Venezuelan Vixen?
I think so. Which way are you going with that? I don't know. I just don't think she was prepared for that fight. No,
I don't want to be a day late. I know. Yeah. I know she's better, but I don't want to – I don't want to leave the plus money on the table and go, man, she beat her again, and it was plus 200. Oh. Or, you know what I mean? I think if Pena can get through the first round, like the longer the fight goes, the better Pena's chances are. I like the over 2.5, actually, in this fight, too, because I think Pena knows this. Nunes' cardio isn't great. She's a tank, but like she sort of starts to lose steam as the fight goes on. So I think Pena's going to try to buy time, but what a card last week. Fun UFCs. I love the Saturday afternoon stuff.
I love the afternoon, too. So much better for me, right? With the well, listen, when you lose like five baseball games in a row, I'm getting that feeling where I got in the NBA like in November. I'm like, all right, I'm starting to question whether these teams are even trying anymore. So we need another sport. We need something.
Are you getting into when's football start mode? I can't wait for football. Like when you're frustrated after a baseball night.
Listen, I got my dumb index cards and I fill them up, 32 teams. I go through coaches changes and plus minuses for free agents. And I go for schedule changes and depth charts on the back of each thing. So I am ready. I'm ready. And when you do over under wins, are you a maniac? Do you go through every schedule like game by game and put a,
Sal, you read my mind?
Yeah.
Last night, word of no lie, 4 a.m, I started off alphabetically last night. College football, I was like, all right, yeah. Arizona Wildcats, 2.5, huh? Let me look at their schedule. Who do they got back? And I'm literally going alphabetically in order. And I didn't have it writing down because my handwriting's too bad. I was thinking, what kind of loser am I? It's 4 a.m. and I'm writing an email to myself. And I have a list, overs, unders. And I'm like, West Virginia, question mark. Like, I'm starting to get, you know, the method, everything's starting to come together here a little bit. But what are you betting tonight, Sal, on the diamond here, baseball? What catches your eye the most?
I just got, I'm trying to think where I had, I have so many parlays out there. That was my big one with Cole, but I actually do have the Cardinals. I mean, the Nats have been terrible, right? What's their streak at home? Is it 7? 7 losses at home? I bet people might, you know, you talk about zigging and zagging and betting the under when it's 6 or 6.5. I think the Cardinals are a hefty favorite on the road for a reason, and I took the -168 with Mikolas.
You want to hear a crazy stat, Steve and Sal? How about this, guys?
Yeah.
The Seattle Mariners have not lost to a team besides the Houston Astros since July the 1st.
Wow.
Wow. I know. Yeah, yeah.
Did you make that up? Is that real?
They were out of 14.
It's a crazy stat, but
it's
a great legit?
Stat, but it's not true.
You think, listen, I'm not a politician. I'm not. I'm not a cable news talk show host who's making things up here. No, look it up. Look, think about it. They were looking because look, you had the All-Star break. So that killed a couple of days in July. They were on a 14-game win streak before.
Right. They won a lot of
They
games.
Came out of the break. They got Houston. Right. And now they got Houston again. They lost to Houston last week. Then they won every game against Texas. And then they lost again to Houston. It is true. Double and triple check it, Steve. Look it up.
I'm checking it right now. I believe you. They won right now. They were looking. Like 16 and 3.
He's looking right now. See, we don't trust each other here, Sal.
Steve,
right
away, you have to verify.
Yeah, trust but verify. Yeah, July 1st. Oakland Athletics. Prove me wrong.
All I know, Sal, is that the Nationals were 2-17 in July until they beat the Dodgers twice earlier this week. My Washington Nationals.
Is that
Nationals,
what it is?
So, yeah, I got no problem fading the Nationals at any point. So I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to think about those Nationals and how much money they spent. What was it? Like Rendon and Strasburg. What? How much did you pay those guys? $500 million. And it was one of the two guys.
I think Strasburg is going to have to be part of a Soto deal, Sal. Yeah. I think they're going to say, if you want, you're going to have to take the contract.
Really? Yeah. I don't understand the money anymore. I really don't understand.
Find
I guess any deal can be made at any time.
Seattle schedule. No, look at Seattle schedule.
It makes sense.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Question is Robbie Ray live tonight? Do they finally win tonight?
No. Go against it.
Sal says no. He's got the parlay. Thanks, Sal.
See you guys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just for the record, Steve Merrill, the fact checker, has confirmed, as I stated, they have not lost since July 1st to anybody besides the Houston Astros, right? The Oakland Athletics. That was the statement. Now they're playing the Astros again tonight. We'll get to that game after. I think they could be live finally tonight. Listen, we love Sal, Steve, but you would not approve of Sal's gambling habits. Like Sal bets like the biggest favorites, like. Sal doesn't like parlay unless, like, he doesn't like something unless it's like -1200. Like, I gave him a parlay once. I told him +182, and he goes, "No, it's not." Like, I'm telling you, Sal, it's a good parlay. It was too fancy.
We did a quad box on a Football Friday last fall with Sal and Cam. Oh, yeah. I think he had Fresno as a 28-point favorite. They were like minus 300,000 or something in a parlay.
Oh, college football, bro? Yeah, it's like 13-team parlays. UCLA minus 42. You know, Alabama.
It pays like minus 110. Like the 13 teams pays like plus
$300. He'll do it for like minus 265 and stuff.
I wouldn't even lay that on a single play.
I swear to God, he'll have some parlay. Oh, dude, the best is he laid like thousands of dollars. He did it. It was Norway to have the most medals in the Winter Olympics, Steve. It was like minus 700. He's sweating it out. I forget which country it was. Sweden. Someone was giving Norway like a battle for like most medals. Like Norway are really good at the Winter Olympics, whatever. They rack it up.
You should have hedged with another Nordic country. Always hedge with another Nordic country. Just
Come back in with Sweden.
All seriousness, I don't want to be throwing Sal under the bus. I was actually impressed with the preparation with the index cards and stuff.
He's ready.
Well, that was actually fairly impressive. All serious.
He's got each team. He showed us last week. He's got coaching change, DBs.
Cool. Yeah. He jokes around about these parlays, but he puts in the work, as you and I know. So it's good stuff.
No, he does. He loves it. That's the thing with that. He loves it. He soaks it in. You know what I mean? He can be hanging out with celebrities and stuff. He's at home filling out index cards for football.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.